Thank you. All right, Professor. Do you know Mrs. Schneider? In Frankfurt town there lives a charming German gentleman. He's so polite and shows you all the kindness that he can. And if you're pretty, he will try to steal your heart away. He'll send you lovely chocolates on your birthday, and he'll say that if you like them, you can have a birthday every day. Do you know Mr. Schneider? Schneider. He's as tender and kind as a man can be. You would like Mr. Schneider. Schneider. He's the nicest young fellow in Germany. One Sunday, Mr. Schneider came to have a cup of tea, and Uncle Hans was there as well, as jolly as could be. At last, the old man rose and said, "Well, I must get away." Mama said, "Kiss your uncle, dear." I hastened to obey, when careless Mr. Schneider somehow got right in the way. So I kissed Mr. Schneider. Poor old uncle was shocked, I could plainly see. But it pleased Mr. Schneider. He does most of the kissing in Germany. Soon afterward, he asked me if I'd name the happy day. He gave me an engagement ring for which I had to pay. But when at last the morning came when I was to be wed, he wasn't at the church at all. A lady came instead, and she, as soon as I arrived, walked up to me and said, "Do you know Mr. Schneider? He's got one wife already, and that's but me." And it was Mrs. Schneider. There. Six little Schneiders in Germany. Now many months have passed since I and Mr. Schneider met, but he the taking way with him I never shall forget. 'Twas very strange this morning I set out a friend to meet, when I received a sudden shock, my heart began to beat. I'm sure 'twas Mr. Schneider that I saw here on Main Street. Isn't that him sitting right out there now? Sure enough, why, there is Mr. Schneider. Oh, you bad boy. There's a lady beside him, as you can see. But it's not Mr. Schneider. Oh, you bad boy. Hey, jolly good care, he's in Germany.